Welcome. Welcome to the show today, everybody. Welcome to the Lance Wilmot Show. Now listen, today we got Mercedes Sparks, we got my son Carl over there, and we got Jonathan back from vacation, looking all too refreshed and sunny.
Hey, Ian.
Well, you really have that vacation look back from, we'll see if we can wear you out, get you on the same page with the rest of the overworked team. Now here's the deal. We're seeing breakthroughs happening, people. We're seeing breakthroughs left and right. You got to admit it. But I wonder if you've ever done for yourself a force field analysis. Do you know what a force field analysis is? Mercedes Sparks.
I just know a force field from Star Trek. That's the only force fields I know.
Quite good enough. How about you, Carl? Do you know what a force field analysis looks like?
No. No, I don't.
Okay. Well, you are the HR, human resource heir into the family anointing, so pay close attention. Jonathan, I'm going to assume you don't know. Don't shock me. Don't disappoint me. Just because you got a scholarship to law, to go to law school, doesn't mean that you can again beat me and stump me in every question. All right. Now, here we go. This is from Ken Blanchard, situational leadership guru. Maybe I should put a jacket on. They told me that when I wear a dark shirt silhouetted against the backdrop of this white flip chart, my stomach tends to be accented like Mount Rushmore. Okay, so here we go. Notice my jacket.
You look so much more leaner. That's amazing.
Notice how lean I look when I wear my jacket. All right, force field analysis. I want all of you to, at home, you need to be able to do this at any point when you're having a discussion with the family. Think of a football field, okay? What we're looking for is what are the drivers that are moving against us? And you could do this in anything. You could do this with your relationship. You could do this with your job. You could do this. I like to do this with culture. I like to do this with culture. How's my collar? Is my collar round here?
Do it with culture and a jacket on.
Yeah, culture and a jacket on. All right, so what I want to do right now is let's talk about some of the things that have been against us in the culture, like what has been working against us. I'll give you an example. Carl's leaning in.
Biden's presidency. That's what
President Biden is a disadvantage. But I would say the election, November 3rd, and I'll put Biden up there because this is a combination package. I'm not happy about the election because they dismissed all of our concerns about the ballots. Now we're finding out there was legitimate reason to be worried about whether or not there weren't people being paid to fraudulently submit votes that did not exist. So we're going to say the Biden November 3rd election, that was certainly against us. And we have, so I'm going to put fraud. That's been against us. I would also say the January 6th hearings. I'm not adverse to the January 6th inquiry as to what happened in the Capitol. I am appropriately incensed at the fact that it isn't a fair and judicious discussion of violence and rage and populist uprisings in America, where we would have the cities in the summer of violent riots put alongside whatever happened in January 6th, I want to know that the FBI actually wasn't doing something to facilitate what was taking place. I want to know about the 10,000 hours worth of video footage we haven't seen. I want to know about that guy, EPP, that one guy who was coordinating the breach and then gets congratulated by the hearing. Yeah.
It's Epps.
Epps.
As a former EPP,
because that was your maiden name?
That was my maiden name. But Epps is the guy you're talking about.
What did I call him?
S. You said EPP, but this guy has
It's with an S. Okay, Epps. Mm-hmm. Okay, so I want to know about this guy. I want to put up here to correct myself. But January 6th, we also have the Hunter laptop. Now, the Hunter laptop, and then, dare I say, the tech suppression, so that there was not a single news outlet that came out to discuss this, and can I add to that, I've got some real problems with the way the COVID situation was handled. Once again, silencing people wanting to talk about therapeutics and the possibility of whether this came from Wuhan. Oh, no, you're not allowed to discuss that. It came from the wet markets. What I'm saying is these things, if you were to say, where has the devil been at work? And we got more than this. I know we do.
Yeah, I have some I would add.
Where has the devil been at work? And you could see it if you were saying, man, that whole November 3rd election thing, the ballot thing was wrong. The January 6th, man, a devil got into that thing to make us look like we're the insurrectionists when they're destroying the nation and stolen election. Then you got the Hunter laptop, not allowed to be discussed, tech suppression and punishment, silencing of the lambs. And then we have the entire COVID shutdown of the economy. I could add to that the economy itself, the printing of $5 trillion worth of stimulus to tank the economy. I won't go any further. I'm going to stick with these. I won't go to open borders.
I was going to say, those aren't even the top issues that they were talking about. You know, the top issues Republicans are concerned about, immigration, debt. I mean, those are the ones that would be on there. Yeah. I think the militant, violent left, I think that should be up there. Media spin and rhinos. I'm going to throw the rhinos in there, too, because those are actively working against us.
Yeah, I definitely agree with Mercedes on the media spin, because even with the election, that's referred to as the big lie in the media.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so I'm going to put the rhinos there. But down here with the tech suppression, I'm going to add media spin.
Mm-hmm. Sure. Because that's also under the Hunt and laptop, right? They said this is nothing.
Actually, I'll put it up there. You're right. I'm going to put the media suppression up here.
Yeah.
Because it's disinformation, and you're not allowed to report on stuff that's news.
Right. Mm-hmm. You're completely blocked from or blacklisted from posting.
Now we're not. And the reason why I want to take a break from this is because now we have the challenge of coming up with the force field analysis. What is working for us? Because if it's all like this, then there's no breaks. But I'm going to go ahead and put a little cloud here, and I'll put a crown here. I'm going to say, but we are seeing some victories. And so I'm going to say the Roe v. Wade is the big one that we're looking at here. Boom, that is a victory. But then there also is another serious victory, and this has to do with the courts. The other victory we just got here has to do with Judge Kennedy. Why is that important? Because this gives the ability of a Christian to pray at school a whole different kind of support. This is a coach that wasn't allowed to kneel in a field and just offer thanks to God for a game because he was denied the ability to be a Christian without being punished for it. Mm-hmm. Judge Kennedy, that was another
Coach
court
Kennedy,
victory.
Right?
Huh?
Coach Kennedy.
I'm sorry, Coach Kennedy, yeah. Not Judge Kennedy. All right, thank you for that one. Mercedes. That's why you're at that desk right there.
That's why I sit here.
To keep us from those errors. Mm. It wasn't Judge Judy either. It was Judge Kennedy. All right.
Judge Kennedy's Kennedy. On our side. Judge Judy's on our side.
Oh, Judge Judy's on our side. Okay, good. Thank you, Carl. We have two of you to help keep us straight.
Happy to help.
In terms of January 6th, in terms of these other areas, I'm gonna throw it here in terms of text suppression. Let me just say this: I see Twitter and Elon Musk as an answer to prayer. What I'm giving you guys is the force field strategy is how you know how heaven and hell are moving in the complex lines of engagement in the national battle.
2,000 mules. Dinesh D'Souza.
2,000. Oh, good. Dealing with this whole fraud issue with the election is, thank you, Carl, 2,000 Mules.
It's a good documentary.
It's a documentary, which has done an admirable job of articulating and proving how the devices, the phones themselves, lead us into a trail of inexplicable activity with the average of 7 to 10 ballot boxes being visited by the owners of these telephone devices. It's forensic evidence that was used on January 6th against the people that broke into the Capitol. The same technology was used on who was going around making up, dropping off fake ballots. We found out we've got the 2,000 Mules documentary. We got
Judge Judy, Coach Kennedy. They're working for us.
I didn't realize I wrote it. I knew I said it. But I wrote Coach Kennedy. Now we got Coach Kennedy, Roe v. Wade, 2,000 Mules. It was the Second Amendment law. Was that a victory for the right to?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, especially in New York, that states can't. I mean, we're really coming down to 10th Amendment stuff. So I think that's what's working for us is
the Constitution.
The Constitution. Exactly, Carl, of removing concentrated power to federal level and returning back to the states. I think that those are major wins.
I want to show you what we've got here. Is there a pattern? We have a court case. We have a court case. We have a court case. This is Donald Trump not even being in office, exercising his strength over the future. Because these are largely because of the conservatives he appointed to the Supreme Court that are, you're saying no, but I'm saying yes.
I'm saying I like to give credit to God, because even Trump credits God.
Dare I say,
oh no,
the Lord gets all the glory for all the victories. Good disclaimer?
Wonderful.
Thank you. 2,000 mules. This is a businessman and let's say entertainment. Entertainment. I see hands waving over here. I see also Elon Musk is a businessman. I'm putting a biz man here. And he's going to buy Twitter. So I'm looking at what do we got here? We got a businessman. We got two people in business, one in the field of entertainment, Dinesh D'Souza, making a documentary. Really, remember this, it has to be of entertainment value, not just information. I see hands waving at me here on the set. That means I got to end this segment, but we're going to come right back, and you don't want to miss the rest of this.
You know what's hard? Saving America. You know what's important? Getting a good night's sleep. How do we do that? With Mike Lindell bedding, pillows. And do you know who else needs a good night's sleep? Your pet babies. Did you know Mike Lindell has pet beds? My Pillow, special for your fur babies. Bedding. Go check it out. You go to mypillow.com and be sure you use the promo code Lance because you're gonna save tons. So go check it out. Mike's got so many great products over there, other than the MyPillow, other than the bathrobes, other than the slippers that you're hearing about all the time. He's got tons of stuff. So go check out the website. I'm sure you don't have it all. We got to go out there and support Mike.
Elon Musk, can we talk about Twitter for a second? The guy takes on the largest social media platform, challenges it to expose the fake data they've got in terms of bots. Everybody knows they don't have all the followers they say they've got that they threaten you with. But nevertheless, Elon Musk steps up to the plate. Just like Dinesh D'Souza with 2,000 mules exposes with, dare I say, suppression from the tech department again, and Fox won't even cover it. Fox won't even cover the event. But he's up there. Is there anything else I missed? Carl, Jonathan, anything else I should add here? You mentioned one a moment ago before the break. I got to get it in before we have to move on.
Well, I mean, we are moving on. But yes, I was thinking there are certain political leaders who are really in favor of fundamentalist constitutional movements, kind of like the populist thing, like good old Daddy DeSantis in Florida. Looking at you, Ronnie.
DeSantis. I messed up his name, but that's Ron. Ron DeSantis.
That's Ron.
I'm going to say midterms. Let me tell you something. The left is feeling the heat. There's some worry we have. Will they steal the midterm election? I could tell you. The midterms is going to be a major DOS reckoning, which leads me to one more powerful point. We saw Virginia and special elections went to Republicans. We saw congresswomen get elected in Texas in a district that has always been Democrat and that Biden took by 13 points and Hillary by 30.
Yikes.
Suddenly given to a Republican, female Hispanic. The female Hispanic voters, the Hispanic families, pro-American, pro-entrepreneurial, and pro-family. This is a nightmare scenario for the left. So I could put down the Latino vote as a category of what's happening. But I'm putting Virginia over here. And I'm putting Virginia over here because of the governor's race that was won. But the real victory there, and I'm going to put this up here on our side, is the precinct strategy. Big win for the precinct strategy, which we've been promoting because 93% of the conservatives in the Virginia precincts showed up and scrutinized what was going on so that the left couldn't, even the blacking out the news, Fairfax County, stop. Oh, here we go. We got to go. We got some votes we have to count. Boom, 93% prying eyeballs with the precinct strategy. Dan Schultz precinct strategy paid off. And the precinct strategy, plus now the critical race theory backlash at the school board level. Boom. This is all what I'm trying to tell you, is there's hope, people. There's hope. We have these factors going towards us. And dare I say, in the 1 minute and 45 seconds remaining, that the real shebang is if these midterm elections deliver a House and Senate for Republicans, they could set up those committees that are going to examine the election, examine January 6th, examine the Hunter Biden laptop, and even start to deal with tech suppression and what we can know about pharmaceutical influence with Fauci and with government decisions, including Biden's compromised relationship with the Communist Party through the laptop. We might even see some impeachments. We might even see the FBI on the witness stand for a change. All of this will change the dynamic of the force field. And we'll see things pushing in the other direction. All right, 48 seconds. Comments?
Oh, I think it's a great summary. Thought it was excellent.
Happy, Carl?
I think one thing that might be working in our favor is actually how abysmally terrible the Biden administration has been. I think it's going to switch and convert some independents and maybe some liberals to be like, oh, wow, that's garbage. I'm not voting for that party ever again. So I think that could be in our favor.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think we could add to the independents and the libertarians, which you I would say you're a strong libertarian. You take Joe Rogan and Elon Musk both saying that they're not happy with where the progressives and the left is. That's huge, folks. You don't want to miss what happens when we come back.
Did you enjoy this latest episode? Please remember to share it with your friends, because the more knowledge you have, the better equipped you are to navigate the world. See you tomorrow.